Hey guys, Lauren here. Welcome to episode 21 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In today's episode, Katie and I answer four of your fitness questions, starting with, should I drink a FitAid or KillCliff after a workout? We then talk about what's better, bodyweight exercises or regular weighted exercises. Our third one is, why should I work out in the morning? And then fourth is, how long should my workout really be? All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, Katie, what's up?
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh my gosh, my voice always cracks when I've been coaching recently. My voice has been cracking. I'm like, 3, 2, 1. So annoying.
Do you use a mic? You didn't use a mic when I took your class on whatever day that was.
I don't use a mic at the CrossFit gym because they don't have mics. And it's funny because if you're a group fitness instructor, there's something about having a mic on, like you get your personality on when you put the mic on. So I have to kind of channel that outside of having a mic, and I have to project myself a lot more.
Wear a microphone if you have one. Anyways.
I should bring this mic with me. Anywho. We are answering some fitness and some fitness nutrition questions today. And yeah, let's start with question number one. This is a question about post-workout nutrition. Specifically, should I drink a FitAid or a KillCliff after a workout? So Katie, let's have you start this one.
So I have never actually heard of these until one of our listeners who's in the CrossFit community, or I think she goes to some different studios that carry these specific products. So I did a little research on them, and FitAid is like the recovery drink for the CrossFit games. So I think that's obviously, you know, a huge reason why it's super popular. But basically they come in a can. They're these recovery drinks. You know, recovery, you typically think protein, right? A lot of you guys are thinking shake, but this is different than a protein shake. Think of it more of like a Gatorade. So basically it's like a carbonated Gatorade. They both have electrolytes, B vitamins, you know, the KillCliff has some sodium and carbohydrates. They're low calories, so I think like 20 to 45 calories, which in my opinion is a pro for what it is that you're getting after a workout. One thing that I'm always skeptical with any supplement is the blends, or the word proprietary blends. So any supplement that you get, it's not going to have nutrition facts. It's going to have a supplement facts on the back. So proprietary blend basically means, hey, this is everything we mix up in it. You know, we don't have to tell you exactly how much is in it. So, you know, they might put caffeine a lot. You'll see this a lot on pre-workouts. It'll say energy proprietary blend, and it'll have all this different stuff. And the total milligram will be, I don't know, 1,000 or something. It seems like a lot, but you don't actually know how much caffeine is in it. So if for the general average Joe, not a big deal, but if you're an athlete, some of those things, even in trace amounts, you get caught taking them, you'd be kicked out of your sport. So the FitAid had a proprietary blend. Some of the things it included, like a green tea extract, which we see a lot of, which has been shown to help with energy. Amino acids help with recovery, turmeric root, glucosamine, as some studies have shown to be beneficial with joints. So it had folic acid too. So not necessarily a bad choice. I mean, I think they probably serve their purpose. But my biggest thing with any supplements is price. Do you know how much they cost? I didn't look that up.
Yeah, they're about $3.
So it's comparable to like your shake or something that you would buy. So cons, I would say, you know, it's expensive. If you're doing that for every workout, it's like people drinking Gatorade after workout. Like it's just, I guess Gatorade's a little cheaper, but that adds up and expensive. And it's not necessary. I mean, I think a lot of the stuff you can get through food, you know, drink chocolate milk, it's much cheaper.
Is it kind of just like taking a multivitamin? Is it going to actually help you recover in a sense?
Again, it's one of those things, a lot of the stuff that's in there, like definitely the electrolytes, the sodium and the carbohydrates help replenish you. That's why it's similar to like a Gatorade if you're working at high intensities. So for CrossFit people who do have super high intensity, a lot of high impact on their joints, it's very stress inducing, I guess, on their body, you could say. So for them, yeah, they do need that sodium. A lot of times we think sodium is bad, but if you're sweating a lot, you're sweating a ton, you're losing water, you're losing electrolytes, you're losing sodium. So it's good to replenish that after workout. So for those athletes who are exercising, you know, they're working out for performance, then I think it's probably beneficial. Does it have to be this drink? No, I think they could get it from other sources. But most of us in this day and age are in and out. So sometimes supplements are good for us, but it just depends on your lifestyle, I think.
For someone that is just similar to you and I, where we are working out for the health benefits, for fun, and yeah, we're pushing ourselves hard in the gym, but we're not professional athletes. What would you say to that person?
I would ask them, how much disposable income do you have? You know, if you're someone who can afford that, then there's no harm in it, I don't think. But like for me personally, I'm going to get this pretty much the same benefits from eating something like, I don't know, a hard-boiled egg and a piece of toast or some form of carbohydrates and protein to replenish what I lost. And then, of course, just increasing your fluids.
So while we're on the topic, what are some of your easiest, quickest ways to eat right after a workout? Because I was talking to my friend about this. We both are bad about eating right after a workout. You know, we get home, we make dinner, and what do you know? It's been 2 hours since you ended your workout. So do you do anything? Do you bring food with you? Is it a protein shake? Is it a hard-boiled egg? Like, what would you recommend for people on getting in some real food right after a workout?
It definitely depends on what you can tolerate. Everyone's a little bit differently. Like, I'm not very hungry most of the time after a workout, depending on when it is. So for me, a shake is something that's easier. It's quick. I'm drinking because I'm thirsty, so I'm able to get it down. But when I'm going home after a workout, usually I try to get food. So whether that's like a banana with some peanut butter on a piece of toast, right? You're getting your carbs from your banana, a little bit of protein from the peanut butter, a little bit of fat, and then, you know, some more carbs from the piece of toast. Or I'm going home, maybe I'll have some chicken and a sweet potato with veggies or something like that. Usually try to structure my dinner right after that. If I'm working out in the morning, my meal would be like eggs, something like that. I usually try to pair it with a meal. I think we always think protein, 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 but you need carbs to replenish those glycogen stores too.
Awesome. Okay, so our second question was, what's better, body weight exercises or a more traditional weighted exercises?
I really like this question because I think it really depends on the person. Both are so beneficial. I don't necessarily think one's better than the other. It really just depends on the individual and your lifestyle and your goals and what resources you have available. So for body weight exercises, if I had someone brand new to exercise, you know, maybe they're older or they've got, you know, some different barriers to them as far as their mobility, I would have them start with body weight exercises, right? Because if you've never squatted before, if you have to pull yourself up using a table to get out of your chair, you should not be putting weight on your body if you can't even lift your own body weight. So I think there's a benefit there, but on the flip side, you know, there's only so much you can do as far as body weight exercises, only so much you can push yourself. You think you have to get real creative, which even for us trainers, that's hard. When you go to weighted exercises, that just opens the door for bazillion different types of equipment.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's almost, why would you not do both? Besides that deconditioned example, I would think push-ups are awesome, air squats are awesome, but you want to blend those into your workout with other weighted exercises. Because if, you know, if you're just doing body weight, you're eventually, your body's going to adapt and get strong enough, and then you're really only going to be working on muscular endurance versus muscular strength. So if your goal is more on muscular endurance, then you could stick with body weight exercises. But if you're looking to build muscle, then you would need to add weight eventually. But the awesome thing about body weight exercises is that you don't need equipment. So you can easily do them when you travel. You can do them at home. So you can get an awesome workout in without any weight. But if you have access to equipment, then why not?
We used to have a trainer, his name was Blake at Purdue, and I always think of him when I think of bodyweight exercises because for him, that was like his specialty. So he was very creative. He was almost reminding me of like an American Ninja Warrior. Like that was his style of training. So do you know what I mean? Like someone who's like really in, like they wanted to be able to do a lot of pull-ups and jump around and do different types of things with their body, then that's awesome.
Yeah, that goes back to the whole like you do you. you find the workout, you find the exercise that makes you happy and keeps you moving. So if you're looking for a reason to only do bodyweight exercises, we give you permission. You can do whatever you would like. You can get into great shape by only doing bodyweight exercises. But in general, I would say both. So next question is, why should I work out in the AM? And we might be talking early, like 5:30 a.m., 6 a.m. before they go to work, before you do your normal thing during the day. Clients always tell me, oh man, I've been trying to make it to the early classes. Like, I kind of think that secretly everybody, or not even secretly, outspokenly wishes that they worked out in the morning if they do or not. So I think it's funny that everyone kind of understands that there's just something better about working out in the morning. So what are your like favorite things about working out in the morning?
Oh my gosh, I am like, it's the one of the hardest things ever for me to get up in the mornings. Like, I'm not, I wish I was, but I've just known that I'm a night owl. So when my alarm clock goes off, it takes all my willpower not to press snooze. And once I'm up, I'm fine. But like, just the magic, it sets the tone of my day. Like, my mood is significantly different and significantly improved if I work out in the morning.
I totally agree. It's funny because even just going to coach and doing, not even doing like a full workout, but just doing demos and doing a little bit here and there, that sets a better tone for my day. I also don't like the feeling of, oh, I have to get my workout in. I have to get my workout in, like that popping up in my mind throughout the day. I love getting up, getting it done before your brain is awake, and then just having it done for the rest of the day. I love that feeling of accomplishment.
Definitely. It's like the one big thing that you can already check off your to-do list, and we are to-do list people, so that's huge for us. But there's a point where I always look back to whenever I kind of get discouraged or I'm out of, in a funk with my workouts. There was a time when I was in college where I worked out consistently every single morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. There was a group of girls, Paulina and Alexis and Kylie and Kelly, and we were just like every morning, even if it was just 30 minutes, I have never been in better shape in my life than the consistency of those 30, 45 minute workouts. That was when I've been in the best shape of my life versus when I have longer workouts in the evenings, but you know, oftentimes more than that, life or something else would come up that would either A, cut my workout short, or B, I would get distracted and not do what I was going to have planned, or something else more urgent would come up and I'd have to cut out my workout completely.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, because as soon as I lose a schedule of when I'm working out, my workouts get so crazy. You're not going to find time in the day to work out. We're all too busy. You're not going to think like, oh, I have a spare hour here. This is when I'm going to work out. No, the day flies by. If you don't have it planned, it's not going to happen. So with Dave and I's schedule and, you know, one of us watching Sammy majority of the time, we've had to just keep adapting to when are we each going to work out. And I'm now coaching a lot more in the mornings, and that's when he used to work out. So now he is like, okay, I have to get back onto a consistent schedule, because even working out in the morning a couple days a week and working out at night for a couple days a week, I feel like that's even hard on your brain. Your brain wants you to like pick one time. So he's working out at 7:30 p.m. and I kind of feel bad because he loves working out in the morning, but it's just season of life, and it's more important that you get any sort of workout in consistently, obviously, than not.
Absolutely. It's kind of crazy how your life changes and you have to adapt. But today was a perfect example. So last night we went out for tacos for my birthday, and I always joke like I was out too late on a school night. Like, we thought, oh my gosh, we're so crazy. We're out drinking margarita and it is a Tuesday. Who are we? But I went to bed, I don't know, it's just energetic, and went to bed, and of course woke up late this morning, skipped my workout because I was like, poor me, I'm tired, you know. And then so I told myself, okay, even if I get off the latest, right? I don't get home till 5:30. That's like the latest that I would start my workout. I'll have a full hour and I'm going to have like a great workout and this is going to work. No, that didn't happen because a friend called, and you're not going to be like, I got to go, I'm going to go work out. Like, if you have a friend who calls who you haven't caught up with, like that takes priority on my list, you know? And then my workout turned up into like 15, 20 minutes because people were staring at me, and I just was like, okay, I'm over it. And I left.
I think the other thing too about working out, reminding me from you saying that, is then you're on the phone with someone and you're like, okay, I'm about to get off the phone. I'm going to get ready to work out. It's 6 p.m. All of a sudden you're hungry. like, ah, because if you're working out in the morning, you know exactly how hungry you're going to be in the morning. But at, you know, in the afternoon, you might be hungrier a little bit earlier than not. Also, as soon as you get any sort of social plans, like you said, we went out last night for Katie's birthday and David didn't go work out, which he had worked out in the morning. So it wasn't a big deal, but because we plan our workouts. But, you know, having those evening workouts, it's as soon as something else comes up or as soon as you're like, you know what, I just don't really feel like it. You have all day to convince yourself not to work out. So AM workouts for the win.
And no distractions. Like I told you, like all these people came into my apartment gym in the morning. I am the only person. This is like a 4-building apartment complex, decent sized gym, but I am the only person in the morning. There's sometimes one other person on the treadmill or the bike, but like the peace, like no texting, like nothing's blowing up my phone. Nothing can interrupt me. And it's just like, it's just bliss. It's perfect.
Yeah. And the classes that I teach in the evening, the participants are always on their phones. Like they always have their phone attached to their hip, metaphorically, and they're like texting and checking it and whatever. And I think a little bit of it is like being socially awkward and not wanting to stand there. But in the morning classes, everyone's like half asleep, so they don't give a shit if they're standing there staring at the wall or whatever. And none of them are on the phone because they know that no one's going to be texting them at 6 a.m. So I totally agree with you on the distractions.
Unless you're our friends, because I'm constantly actually, now that I say that, like 6:30, I'm usually texting someone, either you guys or Chip, even though he's in California, he'll be texting me like early. I'm like, isn't it like 4:30 there? Why are you up? But Joey's always like, who the hell are you texting? But most of you probably won't have that problem.
All right. Our last question is, how long should my workouts be? So of course, this is dependent on what your goals are, but you can easily get an awesome workout in 30 minutes if you stay focused through that 30 minutes and you increase your intensity. So I think there should be different lengths of workouts during the week. That's my rule of thumb is like, you know, I can do some 30-minute workouts. I can do some 60-minute workouts. But if you're doing a shorter workout, you got to put your phone away. You have to stay focused. You can't be lollygagging on the weight machine and that kind of thing. It has to be kind of like an in and out mentality versus you could go to the gym and do and lift for a longer period of time and it be more kind of a more relaxed setting or go on a long run. I think it kind of depends on what you're trying to get out of the workout and what your overall goals are.
Yeah, definitely if time is your excuse, you can absolutely get in a killer workout 20 minutes, 30 minutes max. Most of my workouts realistically are probably 30 to 45 minutes unless I'm doing a class or like you said, I'm doing a workout that's more leisurely, that I'm doing it more because I have time and I can enjoy it, not so much, okay, got to get my workout in. A perfect example is Paulina and I, we would always joke. So there's high intensity interval training. Well, on Fridays after class, we would do low intensity interval training. We called it lit because Fridays, that was just like our time to just unwind. So we would just bebop through our workout because we enjoyed it and it was de-stressful. And we would take an hour and a half, but we knew we would. And we'd kind of just like, okay, we're going to do like 20 kettlebell swings. Okay, now we're just going to rest. Okay, now we're going to go with something high intensity and then we just rest because that was fun for us an hour and a half. But I don't recommend that. You know, be efficient with your time. You don't have to kill yourself in the gym. I almost think hour workouts are too long.
I had gotten so used to 30-minute workouts, but now since I'm coaching 60-minute workouts and I'm taking my different classes and stuff, I realize that you can push yourself really hard in 30 minutes and you can get into good shape, but then you go into a 60-minute class and you're like, okay, this is going to kick my butt because you're not used to that mentally. You're not used to it. So I think that like really if you've been doing 30-minute workouts for 6 months, you should try to add in some longer workouts just so that you can keep that variance in there and keep yourself from plateauing.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Awesome. So definitely send us any other questions that you guys have. We love answering them, giving you guys our opinion. That is it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. We love you guys. Write us a review on iTunes and we'll talk to you guys on Friday. Bye.